Now, you're very welcome back to Talk About, and a report will be launched tomorrow off the back of a project called The People's Transition of Iave Rothach. The focus of the project was understanding community needs in the Iave Rothach Gaeltacht and their connection to the environment. And for more on this, I spoke a little bit earlier on to two people involved in that research, Dr. Kieran Harrihill, researcher with TASC, and Kathleen Brannock, business development manager at Uadrás na Gaeltachta. And I first of all ask Kieran to tell me about the research and the subsequent report.
Yeah, absolutely. So this project is part of a wider project that TASC is leading called the People's Transition. The aim of the People's Transition is to work with different communities across the country to understand what are immediate challenges and needs that they're experiencing, and what kind of actions can be developed that has a benefit for both the community and the environment as well. What was interesting about this project is it's the first time that we've worked in a Gaeltacht, and I suppose one of the main findings has been the importance of housing for the future viability and the development of the Gaeltacht. From the 2022 census, there were some very interesting findings in terms of 45% of homes were occupied, 45% were holiday homes, and then a further around 10% were vacant. So from speaking with community members, the big focus was on what are actions that could help to develop new housing, but also to bring vacant housing back into occupancy as well.
So essentially, a lot of the challenges that were being faced in the community was because of a lack of housing, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So between 1956 and 2011, there was about a population drop of almost 1,500 in total. It's great that there's been a bit of stability in terms of population. Again, there's more opportunities with regards to remote working and things like that. But in terms of the future development, retaining young people, but also growing the community, housing was essential. And again, being a Gaeltacht community, the Irish language was seen as something that is central, hoping to retain the Irish language, but also as a motivating factor for people to move to the area to be part of a Gaeltacht community as well.
And Kathleen, I'll bring you in here as well, because obviously the fact that Iave Rothach is a Gaeltacht community, it brings a unique set of circumstances, I suppose. It's a unique situation.
Absolutely, Mark. I suppose it's something extra above and beyond what rural communities are dealing with up and down the country. And for us, the lack of affordable housing is very much a restricting factor, I suppose, on development in many ways. And it's something that as a community, we are really anxious to try and work on in a positive way in the coming time.
And Kieran, the big thing that stood out for me about what you just said earlier was that around the same amount, am I right in saying the same amount of homes are long-term, you know, full-time residential homes as holiday homes? They're about equal. Is that an imbalance that needs to be corrected?
Yeah, I think it is. One aspect of the report is the importance, as you mentioned, of balance in terms of the presence of holiday homes are important for the tourism sector, which provides benefits to the local economy, but also in terms of being able to balance that local people or people who may be from the area who have moved to the city to work, whether that be Dublin or Cork, and are looking to move back, that it's important that housing is available for people as well. What's really interesting about the report and some of the findings as well is housing is central, but there's also a couple of related topics. So in terms of energy, again, we've seen the impacts of the cost of living and the cost of energy. So what will the future energy sources be for new housing or housing currently in place, as well as that looking at examples of other places like Clochjordan, County Tipperary, where there has been community supported agriculture, whereby there's easily accessible food that's local, that's organic, that's healthy. So while housing is central, there's other topics like energy, agriculture, looking at things like wastewater and investment as well. So there's been a couple of topics which, as Kathleen mentioned, very similar to other parts of rural Ireland, but with the particular dimension of being a Gaeltacht and being an Irish speaking area as well.
Yeah, and I know it's you know, the last few years, I've attended a few planning meetings myself with, in terms of Kerry County Council, you know, county development plan, etc. kind of meetings, and the attitude seems to be that you know, the authorities would prefer people to be living in kind of clustered areas. It's not currently like that in rural Ireland. There's very dispersed populations, which also brings challenges when it comes to resources, like you mentioned, like energy, because you need to build you know, very particular, let's say, electricity lines to reach far-flung areas. Is that all incorporated in your research as well?
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. Again, when you think of rural life, sometimes you might think of there's that element of isolation. But from the engagements that we had with communities, a lot of the topics which came up were about community integration, collaboration, and really the whole idea of mehel, which obviously became, I think, very popularized during the pandemic. But that idea of collective community effort, whether that be something like community-owned energy, community-supported agriculture. So while obviously there's always been that tradition of one-off housing in rural Ireland, I suppose a project like this, in terms of the challenges that communities around Ireland are facing, it can provide maybe the possibility for new ideas and something along the lines of what's presented in the report in terms of looking at having housing closer together, something like the Eco Village in Clochjordan, County Tipperary, about how to best find that balance between the need for clustering, but also the need for space as well and green spaces.
And Kathleen, I know Údarás does a lot of work in terms of employment and enterprise in Gaeltacht areas. Is that a challenge in Ivrohuk as well, in trying to secure, you know, maybe larger companies to try and base themselves there? Are there unique challenges in Ivrohuk that prevent that?
Well, I suppose like other Gaeltacht communities, we're very similar in that. You know, to achieve economic growth, if you're looking for companies to bring workers into the area, or if you're looking for companies to come in and create employment, one of the basic fundamental needs is that of shelter and of housing. And right now, it would be considered to be very much a limiting factor here in South Kerry. But like I say, I think the community is very committed to finding a workable and practical solution, and to grow that solution out of the report that Roisin wrote for us, and that Ciarán is speaking about now. And as well as that, the work that was done by the task force in the previous number of years, particularly the housing roadmap that was developed by Self-Organised Architecture and Tom O'Donnell in that company. So I suppose we have a lot of the groundwork done, but we certainly need support as a community now to drive it on and to free up that blockage, I suppose, that's impacting the community in so many ways.
And what does that support look like? When you say support for the community, what exactly does that look like? What form does it take?
Well, I guess we need some input from the state at this point in time. You know, there's a lot of preparatory work that needs to be done to get the likes of that housing roadmap actually on the road. So one of the first steps would be the establishment of a community land trust, a CLT, and it's a very practical step, and it's a very important step in terms of governance and making sure that the community is represented, that people who are looking for affordable homes are represented, and that the various agencies of the state that are relevant are also represented. And that CLT gives a unique opportunity to bring those three elements together in a formal structure, and then to move on and to set about implementing the roadmap. So I guess that's kind of the next step that we need to look really seriously at.
And obviously all the while keeping, you know, the Irish language at the centre of that, because if you don't preserve Irish in the Gaeltacht areas, then it's not going to be preserved anywhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I suppose that's not something that's just the remit of the community in that structure, we'll say. It is also something that the state agencies, and particularly Údarás na Gaeltachta, would be very, very concerned with. So yeah, it's a case of a mehel really coming together to try and achieve what we need to achieve in terms of housing, but doing it in a way that is sensitive and proactive, I suppose, in terms of the language as well.
And Kieran, in terms of the research that you've done, the project and the subsequent report as well, what do the solutions look like for, I suppose, addressing the imbalance that you talked about?
Yeah, so within the findings of the report, we looked at two elements. The first was, I suppose, really what could be done on the ground. And then from, as you mentioned, the policy perspective, what could the relevant stakeholders, whether they're national governments, local governments, whomever, what are the actions they could take? In terms of the immediate, what could this look like in practice? As Kathleen mentioned, the development of a community land trust would be something that would be vital in terms of, I suppose, being a vehicle for bringing the local community together and bringing the stakeholders from outside the community together to look at the development of new build affordable rentals. Again, I suppose from the climate dimension, it's looking at how do you make sure that the inputs, the materials, they're local, sustainable, they provide employment for local people and so forth. So that could be from the new build affordable rentals. And then also looking at vacant properties, there's been a range of government grants introduced when it comes to bringing vacant housing back into occupancy, which is positive. So again, it's looking at that, looking at how do you ensure that the energy that is used is sustainable. How do you support the creation of community? There's a great line, Oscailga, Ag Togal Tihe, Ag Togal Pubble, building homes, building community. So that is something that's essential. It was positive to see that recently Deputy Rory Hearn in the Dáil mentioned the importance of addressing housing in the Gaeltacht. So it's good to see that at the Dáil level that there is an interest in the topic. I suppose it is that case now of looking, as Kathleen mentioned, for access to funding, ensuring that the approach that's taken is one that's community-led rather than top-down, because I think that's something that's essential, not only in housing, but also when we think about climate action in general. I think often there's a sense that the decisions that are made when it comes to climate action are very top-down. They might be not relevant to what's happening on the ground in communities, and that's why the work that we do in TASC is about understanding what is the community needs first and then looking at climate action. And in the case of Ivrahuk, as we've mentioned, housing has been the key issue for motivating climate action.
Yeah, and only recently, I know the Taoiseach mentioned as well in public, he said that they want to reform rural planning to make it easier for people to build homes themselves in rural areas. I suppose it's also about the policies allowing you to do the work that's needed. I mean, you know, if it's all well and good to do a huge amount of research that's community led and come up with a lot of solutions, only for them not to be allowed because of policy.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, I suppose, one example of that is in Ballinan-Skellig, one of the key points that came up was around public wastewater infrastructure and the lack of investment that there has been in that area. So while housing is, again, the key motivation, it's only one element in terms of the need for infrastructure, whether that's wastewater, access to renewable energy and electricity. So it is that case of the importance of having action from the research, but not looking at housing in isolation, but also looking at things like, for example, in Ivrahuk, unsurprisingly, there's a huge reliance on cars. 94% of households owned one car compared to 86% nationally. But what was really interesting is that when you look at students going to work or to school or to college, 52% were using the bus compared to 17% nationally. So again, housing is essential, but it's a case of not looking at housing in isolation. It's about looking at transport, looking at public services, employment, as you mentioned earlier, with Udras na Gaeltachta. So there is a wide variety of topics that have to be considered, but again, housing being the number one, which kept coming up within our work.
And on climate action as well, it's obviously it's Gaeltacht area, but it's coastal as well. And there's some concern, I suppose, that coastal erosion and you know, future flooding may impact the area. Has that worked into your research as well?
I suppose when it came to the coastal communities, I suppose the one thing which came up mostly was with regards to the importance of tourism to the local economy. Again, being a rural part of the country, agriculture was an important sector in the local economy, and many people balanced that agriculture and tourism as well. And again, that goes back to the wider topic around housing in terms of holiday homes and so forth. But as you mentioned, it's something that's relevant across the country. We've seen earlier this year the impact that flooding can have on local businesses and people's homes. So it's something that has to be considered when looking, for example, at planning if new houses are being built, where they're being built, to ensure that there isn't a risk of flooding or the impacts of climate change on those homes. So it is, again, from climate action, it's something that cuts across many of the conversations that we're having, because it relates to so many topics that are people are feeling immediately within their community.
And just finally, Kathleen, the community of Ivrohuk, as you mentioned, there was a task force set up as well. It seems that the community itself is very much crying out for, look, we're telling you this is exactly what we need, you know, across all different sectors. It's time now for action, I suppose.
Very much, Mark. That's very much the case. But I suppose we have a huge advantage here in that we have a long tradition of community development and communities doing things for themselves once they get that little bit of support. And I think, you know, there's so many organisations that are to be thanked for that down through the years. The likes of Udras, the Gaeltachta, Kerry County Council, leader groups, South Kerry Partnership, all of those have helped down through the years. So I suppose, as somebody who lives in the area, I'd like to think that we're, you know, with this, that we're kind of continuing in a pattern that has been established over a long period of time, and that it is kind of operating on a continuum rather than just in a vacuum of single focus, which we'll have to do.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to chat to me today. I really appreciate it.
No bother at all. Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
Thanks. Super. Thanks so much to both of you.